रामाय राम भद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतये नमः. आयुधिकांड चैप्टर नंबर 88 भारतास लैमेंट. द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ. Bharata and his ministers listened to him with eager attention and proceeding to the foot of the Ingudi tree, beheld the rude beds on which Rama and Lakshmana spent the night. Bharata turned to the royal ladies and said, "The great soul Rama slept that night even here. Lo, the marks where his limbs have pressed down the grass. The world boasts not of a purer and a nobler lineage than that to which King Dasharatha belonged. He towered aloft over all others in intellect, wealth, and power. Who would ever predict such a miserable fate for the son of that mighty emperor? How did he bring himself to stretch his limbs on the bare ground? He who has been accustomed all his life to recline on couches and divans splendidly upholstered. The walls and the floors of his rooms, built on high terraces in summer and under the ground in winter, are inlaid with gold and silver. Carpets of rare and exquisite workmanship cover the ground. Costly exotics and rare flowers, carefully grown, meet us at every turn. The air is heavy with the fragrant perfumes of sandal, aloe, and other substances. Birds of varied hue and lovely plumage sing sweetly all the time. Experts in dance and song ever await his pleasure. From a distance, they look very much like the peaks of Mount Meru or a fleet of airships on the bank of white clouds. Cool in summer, warm and snug in the winter, the sleeping apartments of Rama leave nothing to desire. The sweet strains of the golden-throated singers and the ordered music of veena, drum, and the tabor fall softly on the waking ears, while the eyes of the sleeper open upon lovely visions of apsara-like girls dancing in mazy evolutions. Women flit here and there like glimpses of paradise, filling the rooms with the sweet chimes of gold and silver bells attached to the anklets, girdles, or bracelets. Bards and minstrels, heralds and panegyrists awaken Rama with apt and ingenious praise. Some proclaim his lofty titles, some call the people to order and attention, some describe in noble stanzas the wonderful deeds and famous exploits of the kings of the Ikshvaku race. And Rama used all his life to be called back to the workaday world and its cares by the sweet concord of sound. Did he really sleep here on the bare earth, rough and rugged with stone and thorn, exposed to wind and rain, cold and snow, while the howls and cries of the beasts of the forest pierce the ear in wild clamor? Let be. Could anyone believe, though he had the evidence of his senses for it, that Sita slept here on the flinty earth, and she, the daughter of King Janaka, the daughter-in-law of the Emperor Dasharatha, and the beloved wife of Rama, dearer to him than his very life? My wits are dull and clouded, or is it all a hideous dream? Verily, time is mightier than providence. If not, would such things even come to happen? Of a truth, this is the bed slept in by my revered brother. I see where it has been disturbed by him as he rolled on his sleep through fatigue and exhaustion. The kusha grass is pressed down in those places more heavily towards the hard ground. It seems that Sita has slept without taking off her ornaments. See the minute grains of gold that have fallen off them. She must have spread her upper garment here. The kusha grass has detached some silken threads from it. I think her husband's bed is ever the softest and the most luxurious to a faithful wife. Behold the daughter of King Janaka, yet in her teens, born in comfort and luxury, a stranger to sorrow and suffering, has slept most soundly on this rude couch. Alas, the world's harbored no greater monster than I, utterly callous and cruel-hearted. Was it not my hand that drove them to sleep on the bare earth like miserable outcasts? born to the Emperor Dasharatha, whose commands are upon the heads and eyes of kings, adored and worshipped by everyone under the sun, dearer than life to every being, with lovely eyes of dark red, even as a Kalahara flower. More beautiful by far than the god of love, he was accustomed to pomp and power, wealth and luxury, and knew not, even in his dreams, what pain and affliction was. Yet, has it not been his untoward fate to renounce this broad realm and his countless joys and pleasures, to walk the woods and seek repose on the bare, rugged earth? Blessed beyond compare is Lakshmana to be allowed to be with Rama and Sita and render them every service when such misfortunes overtook them. But who can gauge the merit Janaki has laid by in former births to fight successfully for the privilege of accompanying Rama to the gloomy forests and share his dangers and difficulties with him? I do not think for a moment that we could achieve our aims of life without the great Rama to guide us. Dasharatha has gone back to heaven. Rama roams the forests. The wide world looks dull and empty without these heroes. Though Rama abides in the woods, this kingdom is protected by his prowess and fame. Why? No enemy even dreams of raising his eyes to Kosala, even when it is without a king to rule over it. Walls, towers, and battlements, there are none. Elephants and horses wander aimlessly about, since their grooms have sunk in a torpor. The gates of the town are ever open. There is no one, no provision to prevent the foe from entering it. The army is broken-hearted and utterly unconscious of their duty to watch over the safety of Ayodhya. There are no patrols, no outposts to announce the approach of the enemy. Yet it is most wonderful that none dare approach it with hostile intent, but carefully shun it in its deplorable, helpless condition like poisoned cakes. From this day, I put on the garb of hermits. I clad myself in deerskin and dress of bark. I mat my hair and stretch myself on the bare earth. Fruits and roots are my only fare. It is but meet penance to expiate my sin. Who was the head and front of all this evil? Dasharatha's words should not be falsified. I will abide in the woods for 14 years in the place of Rama. Rama should rule over Kosala in my place. Is it not enough if someone of his sons should fulfill the promise of Dasharatha? It matters not whether Rama does it or I for him. Shatrughna shall accompany me in my happy exile. Lakshmana shall wait upon Rama at Ayodhya. Ye powers on high, grant me this prayer of mine that the Brahmanas crown Rama at Ayodhya. I will throw myself at the feet of my brother and entreat him diversely. If, in spite of all I can do, he chooses to stay in the woods, why, my place is by him. I am his brother, his disciple, his slave. Let me see whether he has a heart to cast me forth from him. Mangalam Koshlendraya Mahaniya Gunabdi Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhaumaya Mangalam.